Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Kirsten.
Welcome to Mess Magnets. We're back, baby. I'm back.
I missed Tori. You last week.
I know.
Tori filled in.
Oh, like, shout out, Tori, okay? You did such a great job. Everyone, please go check it out. I'm sure folks did because, listen, you made it onto YouTube. I feel like it's a big deal.
Listen, the messengers are loyal, if anything else.
I'm telling you, this is truly like the best squad we have created because we have put together that have come to us, however we want to say it, because... Yes. Oh, my God. Every time it's posted, we get the best comments. So thank you, everyone, as always.
Yes.
But also, speaking of the messengers and the squad, Kirsten, we did some just Googling and figuring out where we are in terms of our ratings and reviews.
Googling. We went on Google and we educated ourselves.
Yes.
And we found out we are 2 reviews away from unlocking merchandise. Do you not want a Mess Magnets sweater? UMass, come on.
School is in session. It's fall.
It's your midterm already. And you have to give us a 5-star rating and review on an Apple Podcast to complete the assignment.
We need only 2, and then we would have unlocked this phase of our midterm exam. I feel like then you'll get your grades back is the point.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So two more. Submit it to the discussion board, people.
Perfect timing. Merch will be unlocked. We'll get the merch out. You'll be able to get merch in time for the holidays. Like, listen, it's giving.
It's truly the best idea. So if 2 of you are waiting for some reason,
well, just stop waiting.
Make some moves.
Would like to shout out that Frail Mary from the Daddy Network is getting straight A's in Mess. She gave us a 5-star review saying, most people say Mess Magnets is like listening to your friends gossip about pop culture. But for me, it really is. I love her so much. She says, as a completely narcissistic person, I love a podcast that isn't afraid to shout out its most important listener, me.
Period.
But for real, Sasha and Kirsten are doing the Lord's work, researching and sharing the week's biggest story so I can sit on my butt and just soak it in. Fantastic. I love Mary so much.
I'm telling you. And I don't remember if this was already said, so I'm going to say it. It's given by KH_JC, and they say, I know a podcast is fire when I save it for my boring treadmill workouts. Sasha and Kirsten are the perfect messy duo that keep me laughing. Can't wait for merch.
Yes.
Period. Let me post that on my grave, okay?
Put it on my tombstone.
I loved it.
Save my eulogy for your boring treadmill workout.
Yes, y'all, we're 2 away.
Okay? 2, please.
Just reiterating, we need the merch. I know y'all need the merch. I feel like even though we won't be in D.C. For the Daddy Networks, get together or meet up, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
You have to rock it there.
Oh, my God.
So we need to make it happen.
Got a picture of all the messengers at the live event wearing their UMass sweatshirts. It would just mean a lot.
At MessFest, you know what I mean?
MessFest 22. It makes sense because neither of us are showing up. So it's the real MessFest.
So it actually works with the brand is the point. So listen, y'all, if you're waiting, if you didn't get your friend or your parent or your guardian or your loved one's phone to put that rating in, now is the time.
Yes. Also, before we get into it, of course, we hope you're listening to this on the Mess Magnets exclusive feed. If you're not, go subscribe. If you are, also subscribe to the Reality TV for Hapups feed so that you can hear what all of our colleagues are podcasting about. Like Puya and Liana are podcasting about The Masked Singer. They'll be keeping you up to date with all of the unmasking action. The rules are new this season. The show's moving faster than ever. Only one mask is going to move through each week. So It's the biggest and most exciting season so far. And so you should tune in to Pri and Liana on the Masked Singer wrap up to compare notes on who's who.
Period.
Hell yeah.
Ugh. So, you know, I think we got to start early because, listen, I have two stories for y'all today. And they're both about men cheating on their significant others. And it's not Adam Levine.
Well, yeah. And we already talked about Adam Levine last week. And we'll have a small update on that after this. But, like, there's more. Because just when you think men are done, they keep going.
Not only do they keep going, they're abusing power dynamics because both the stories today have a weird abuse of power, a quote unquote consensual relationships, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So buckle up, buttercups, because it's a dragging season. Men are going to catch strays today. Just all men.
Just hashtag all men. Clear.
Yes. And, you know, don't be surprised in 2022 that men are men. And don't come to me with not all men. Okay, like, stop it. I'm married to a man. Yeah, I know that. But still.
We don't have to say not all men because the men we're not talking about, or, you know, we're not talking about them.
Egg period. Okay.
Thanks. Egg period.
Egg period. Because I was like, I wanted to say exactly, but the period is,
Egg period. I like that.
This is what men do it to me.
That's like, the new Mess Magnets merch. Egg period.
I want it.
Okay, so this came out today. All of the news about the Try Guys. And I saw this all over social media today. And you know I am not a YouTube person. So I was befuddled. I've put together a lot of pieces, but I truly don't know who these people are. Sasha, you texted me about this and I said, Sasha, I do not know who this is about. Like, I need you to break it down. So, Sasha, could you please break down this Try Guys infidelity for me?
Yes. So before we even get to that, I also saw a lot of, like, what is a Try Guy? Who is a Try Guy? Mm-hmm. So just a quick history lesson. The group was formed by BuzzFeed in 2014 by then employees Ned, Eugene, Keith, and Zach. Okay, so they together made the Try Guys, and very apt to their name, the point is that they were guys that were trying things for the first time.
Is this the guy version of Ladylike?
Ladylike is, I think, the female version of the Try Guy.
Well, to me, Ladylike is first in that way, heart.
Yes, correct. And they should be.
Thank you.
But yes, it's the same thing, but I believe Try Guys just was formed first. Anyway, so blah, blah, blah. They were at BuzzFeed. They were at BuzzFeed together. And then what you maybe have seen, I think they're one of their most viewed videos was labor pain simulation. So that's like kind of, you know, I've been watching them for a while. I used to watch BuzzFeed for a while. Okay. And then turns out in 2018, they announced officially that they had left BuzzFeed. This is when like the whole why I left BuzzFeed videos was a whole genre. And they started their own company called a Second Try LLC, but they get to keep the name Try Guys, which is huge because BuzzFeed usually, you know, is like on with its like trademarks, with all of it. Like BuzzFeed.
Well, that was the
everything.
Whole thing is BuzzFeed owned all of the content. And so that was why a lot of people were leaving.
Exactly. So that's what's really great about, you know, these four guys. They were able to like not only take themselves, but take their brand with them. And so anyway, they started over in 2018 and I mean, have I think 7 point something million subscribers. Like they're doing well for themselves.
That's wild.
Yeah. Like they're big. And I think they like already are at 1.6 billion views.
Not me not knowing who the hell this is.
Yeah.
And they're like so famous.
Yeah. They've written books. They did, which I have to laugh because the book is called The Hidden Power of Fucking Up.
Okay. Well,
which Ned.
It turns out. Yeah. Ned has unlocked that secret power.
Exactly. Okay, so that's a little bit of background of who the Try Guys are. I like their content. I'm not like a super follower where I watch every single videos, but I like their content. Okay. So anyway, they've done a lot of stuff. They have merch, blah, blah, blah. And what I really like is they do a lot of no recipe or without instructions videos. Okay. So one of them, one of that series got taken by Food Network, actually. Oh. So now they're on Food Network called No Recipe Road Trip with Try Guys.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Exactly. So that's a little bit, again, they're basically a big deal is the point. Okay.
But if you, like me, did not know who they are until today, please don't feel bad because I'm chronically online and I had never heard of these people.
Yes. So now back to who the F are the Try Guys. So the every Try Guy has their own like kind of unique brand. So okay. Keith is kind of known like loves food. So his series is like eats everything off the menu, blah, 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 whatever. And then he obviously was like, I can't eat everything by myself. So brought in, actually, I think from BuzzFeed, don't quote me on it. But anyway, they have a team right now because they're an LLC.
Of course.
Brings in now officially two women called YB and Alex.
Okay.
Called the Food Babies. And
no, not the Food Babies. Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it was weird. And one of them, Alex, who will come up in the story later, is, I think, an associate producer. And then YB is a senior editor. So they have other jobs, but they also are just like have ridiculously high metabolisms because they can YB specifically like eat everything. And they're known for like being skinny and high metabolism and they can eat everything.
It's so cool how when skinny people can eat a lot, it's exactly. So entertaining. But if you aren't skinny, suddenly you need to count your calories.
Yes, exactly. So that's why so that's where it's all going on. So that's how the Food Babies come into play. Okay. Now, Eugene Lee Yang, who is my favorite, also the only non-white guy out of the three, has done a lot of like amazing social justice and, you know, et cetera, like queer work as well. So that's why we love Eugene. And then there's Zach, who's also, he's very much, and if you're Ashkenazi Jewish, I'm Jewish. So that's why I'm saying this. I want to make that clear. So if you're Ashkenazi Jewish, like, you know what I mean? Has like every ailment under the sun. And that's like his brand, or he's like the quirky Jewish guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Which I feel like is a bit of a stereotype.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. And then there's Ned. And Ned is known for going to an Ivy League, I believe Yale. He has a chemistry degree from Yale. Okay. And has a wife. That is what he's known for. Okay. Like there's a whole compilation videos of him being like, I love my wife. I love my wife. That's
Ned.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Which so like, just, okay, cool. Good for you.
Yeah. Okay. So now that you have a background.
Yes. Thank you.
Things have come up on said internet, on Beyonce's internet. And it says there was a user, okay, that allegedly was Will. Now you ask who the F is Will, because I didn't bring him up. Well, guess what? Alex from Food Babies, Ned's employee, is engaged to a man named Will.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, so there's more layers. Got it.
So the scandal is that Ned and Alex were we don't know. Okay, Ned was cheating on Ariel, his wife, with Alex is the point. Ned later on, like just came out today, said it was consensual. But like I said, it's a power dynamic, y'all. So even if it's consensual, there's a lot. That is her boss.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Everything is coming up of, like, completely consensual, and they're also obviously, like, spoiler alert, but Ned is no longer with the Try Guys, and people are saying, oh, he got fired for cheating on his wife. I would suspect that he got fired for having a relationship with someone that he is the boss of, because that is not consensual due to the power dynamic.
period. Okay, just get that. That's our baseline that the mess magnets are working from. All right. So while that's happening, it was weeks ago, actually, that there's been a post detailing the rumor that Ned has been spotted hooking up in NYC. Why did I say NYC? New York City.
About NYC, 3 weeks, baby.
It's 'cause I was reading it. Oh, my God. About 3 weeks ago, actually, shortly after the incident in question, because the incident was that Alex and Ned were kissing at a bar, which was on September 3rd. But nobody believed that user. And then the post got deleted.
Okay. That is so messy.
Yes. Fine, right? You were like, okay, sure. But then Ned has been absent from videos for the past few days. Oh. And not only that, he's been like away from video sponsorships, right? Like all of it.
Yeah, I had seen some stuff of him getting photoshopped out of ad campaigns that they were doing.
Yes, not just ad, like everything. They're I think currently doing a series phoning it in, and he is the judge. So all of a sudden it's like weird zoom ins so that one person is cut out him. Oh. And he's in the middle of, because he's a try guy. So he's cut out and you can see like the pink shirt, like in some weird clips. So the point is it's going to internet and they will find out. Yes. So it's pretty obvious. The point is that he's been edited out of videos. He's been even in their intros. Of that I watched today, actually, he's not in them.
Wow. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and so I also saw the screenshots of messages that had been sent to Will to be like, hey, by the way, I saw this happening. And it's literally like video footage in the club of this couple like making out, and then people go and they find on social media Ned and Alex in those outfits like on that day in New York. Like, yeah, that's the same purse that she was carrying in this picture of the two of them. Like,
yep,
not looking great.
Exactly. And people have narrowed it down to her purse. Actually, she's wearing a white purse. So that's where it happened. Wild. And then turns out the screenshots, because it's screenshots, we don't have actual video.
Yeah.
Or there is a video, but I don't think
that the video's been posted. Like, I think there was a video in the messages, but we just see a screenshot.
No, I've seen that. Yeah, the video's on at Ned Exposed. Twitter. Yeah.
Not at Ned Exposed. Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
my God.
Well, Ned Fulmer exposed or whatever. I don't know. But the point, it's just Ned standing with his back. So I'm not going to count it is my point. But there are pictures. Okay. And people were still like, that could be any generic white guy, blah, blah, blah. You know, so, and it could be, you know, anyone, because it is pretty blurry. So allegedly, it was also Ned's phone number shared in the screen cap.
Oh.
To prove that this person, you know, knew what they were talking about. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah. And then, you know, and this happened all on Reddit. So then the user started paying attention to who was following who on IG, blah, blah, blah. And it looks like Will, her fiance, was actively scrubbing his feed on September 26th and 27th. Okay, so again, before today's the 27th that we're recording this, so way before. And he unfollowed, obviously, Alex and Ned. He privated his account, then only to later go back to public, private, back and forth. Okay, and then he's confirmed, it's also been confirmed that he's following the person who was allegedly sending him all these tips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Alex obviously is also deleted now everything. Alex has unfollowed Ned. Ned is blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Wow. And then YB, one of the food babies, is also unfollowed everyone.
Not everyone.
Yeah, I mean, everyone involved, rather, I should say. And she was supposed to be her bridesmaid.
Well, yes. I mean, I am assuming that the engagement is over.
Well, yeah, but it's just like, but you know, that's supposed to be her friend.
Well, and that's the thing too, where it's like, how long was it going on that nobody knew for them to be so bold at a bar in New York when they're public figures? And like, how did, like, YB didn't know? And they're best friends and we're going to be in the wedding? Like, that also feels wild to me. But I guess if you're all coworkers, you feel like you have to keep it a secret. It's wild.
Yep. And then there was a staff member, I believe his name is Jake, that actually posted a TikTok and was like, Adam Levine, John Mulaney, and then he's reading their cookbook. Ned and this this is before the Try Guys confirmed anything.
Messy. Yes. Well, and I also saw like a screenshot of a Reddit comment of someone talking about like this had been ongoing for a long time and people did know and that this is just it coming public.
Yeah. So people are saying unconfirmed.
Yes. Allegedly.
That it was Will who leaked it. AKA her fiance. Oh, yeah. And then people were still skeptical, right? They're like, no way. Like, Ned loves his wife. That's literally, he's made a career out of it, right? Cookbooks, DIY stuff. I think a line in Target, right? Like, everything, podcasts, et cetera, like, it can't be, you know, it just can't be. Well, it turns out now, the Try Guys posted themselves that Ned has been out, that he is no longer a member of the Try Guys. And then that, you know, started the ball rolling on more. And then Ned himself put out a statement. And this is where, Kirsten, I have to read it because I'm so mad at the statement. And it's so disgusting, honestly, because it's Ned's statement. Says, family should have always been my priority, but I lost focus and had a consensual workplace relationship.
You didn't, boo. It's not consensual if you're their boss.
And yeah, your family should have been a priority. I'm sorry for any pain that my actions may have caused to the guys and to the fans, but most of all to Ariel. The only thing that matters right now is my marriage. And me think not. And my children, because he has two kids. And that's where I'm going to focus my attention. Well, why didn't you focus your attention there before?
Yeah. And then have you seen Ariel's statement as well? Because this just like made me sad. Because her statement says, thanks to everyone who has reached out to me. It means a lot. Nothing is more important to me and Ned than our family. And all we request right now is that you respect our privacy for the sake of our kids. And like, it's just sad. I just feel bad. And I know that, like, technically we're not respecting their privacy right now, but, like, we feel nothing but love for Ariel, but Ned deserves to be dragged through the mud for this.
But wake up, queen. You know what I mean?
Stand up, you know? Yeah.
Like, get it together. This is horrible and embarrassing.
It just is sad. It's just so sad. And, like, who knows? Like, this is the type of thing, the type of man who is going to do actions like this after building literally their whole career out about how much they love their wife is also the kind of guy who's going to say just like the most horrible gaslighty things to keep their relationship, you know? It's so sad.
Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, you think that would be all, but turns out it's also mess because other BuzzFeed employees have now come out, ex-BuzzFeed, rather, I should say. Yes, and are tweeting. They're all been female BuzzFeed, ex-BuzzFeed. And someone, and Maya from Pero Like was like, not surprised at all. Then someone else was like, oh, men being men in 2022. Shocked. And then everyone else was like, yeah, definitely not surprised. Thought this was. Like, basically that everyone knew about this. So it turns out Mans has been a scumbag for a while. And then folks on Reddit are confirming that they were in situations with him where he was being creepy at clubs toward them, tried to, you know, made moves on them. So it's really unfortunate. And then there's also video circulating of Ariel on the All the Partners have a podcast called You Can Sit With Us. And Ariel's like on the podcast, Kirsten, talking about Ned, like not cleaning, complaining about her throwing out like leftovers, like bad leftovers. And this, you know, which is like fine, right? If you're in a relationship and stay with someone, you know that sometimes you argue about this stuff. But no, what's weird is that he, not only does he do that, they have a nanny and the nanny's vegan and gluten free. So brings her own food. And this is how much regard he doesn't have for people that he just eats her food because it's in the front of the fridge.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I'm so sad that he doesn't notice me and the work I do. And
oh my God.
That, yeah. And that he doesn't realize that this is not our Tupperware from our house. And he just kind of does what he wants.
Oh my God. A demon, a full demon.
Yes. So basically my point is that, and I truly believe this, that anyone that is so in your face about their relationship, right? And that is so like, oh my God, my wife, my husband, it doesn't matter. They are more than likely very unhappy and insecure and things are not right at home.
Trying to compensate, right? Because like there's a difference between like posting pictures with your partner or like if you're talking to someone, oh but yeah my partner does this, like that stuff all totally normal. But when you're literally like, I love my wife so much, it's like, okay, what are you hiding? Like it's the same like John Mulaney type shit, you know?
Exactly.
Adam Levine, they happened to Adam Levine last week.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's horrible. And it turns out a lot of people knew about it, like inner circle or not. And it's really unfortunate.
I wonder if there's Try Guys blind items.
There was, I think, at least a few that I saw. But basically, yeah, being like that he's a creep.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is from 2015. We've told you before that his devoted Family Guy act is totally fake. Well, let's talk about where he was on a very recent night. He wasn't having dinner with his wife and reading his kids a bedtime story. And it's a story from 2015 of this guy at a club.
Oh my God, not June 26th. That's my birthday. That's so funny.
Oh, sorry. Well, on your birthday in 2015, allegedly, this funny guy who we think is a Try Guy, but it might not be 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe this is about John Mulaney. Because it doesn't actually, because it's not actually like uncovered who it is. And so just as like comedian and blind item. Sorry, this one has to be a John Mulaney one.
Yeah.
Like we haven't heard any rumors about Ned doing a bunch of cocaine, right?
No.
Yeah, I think we would know by now.
So yeah, I think he's just John Mulaney blind item. Listen, the point is it could be either of them.
Oh, wait, no, John Mulaney doesn't have the difference. So it can't be John Mulaney. But it could be any comedian.
But I don't think Ned had kids in 2015.
Oh, see, and this is the problem that happens. Anyways.
Yeah. But I'll either way, the point is, it's a mess, y'all.
Yeah, the mess. Absolutely.
It's horrible. They have two kids and everything about him is fake. I mean, and even damn. YouTubers, right, that are like, I love my husband so much. Oh, my God. He left me. Or we're divorcing the next. So it's. I've seen it time and time again. It seems like people at BuzzFeed knew all about it. And here's my very alleged take is he helped hire a lot of these people. So now I'm wondering what's the tea on that? Like what, you know, what's inappropriate and what has happened?
Well, and it's also like, well, if he hired these people, maybe they didn't feel comfortable saying something about the work environment.
Even though they've left BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
So.
Oof.
That's another piece of it that I wanted to share because I remember when he talked about it, he's like, oh, yeah, I hired this person. I helped hire that person, blah, blah, blah. So overall damn. Scumbag and the worst written statement, I think, in a long time that I've read.
Yeah, it's not a good like, obviously, he's not paying for that good PR.
No, it's just. It's just so sad. And I'm just sad for his family. But I do believe as of right now that they might stay together.
That's what we're seeing so far. But it's a developing story.
Yeah, we'll see. And I hope she leaves him because, again, it's giving he's been doing dirt on her.
100%.
So let's see. It's just I feel sad because he has kids and it's embarrassing for everyone involved. But yeah. Try Guys finally came out and confirmed it all.
Wild. Yeah, he lost his job. So
mm-hmm.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
That part, okay. And I feel, listen, and y'all thought we were done with powerful men being in quote unquote consensual relationships. Because everyone's catching strays for me today, like I said. Because if y'all know, maybe Nia Long, she's an amazing actress.
So beautiful.
Perfection. Amazing.
So talented.
Exactly. All of it. All right, y'all. Anyway, she's engaged since 2015 to.
That is a long ass engagement.
Yeah. To ex Celtics head coach. Okay.
Okay.
Ime Udoka is his name. Cool. We were like very gung ho about them and we were like, wow, we're so happy that he's a head coach. Well, turns out Manza is suspended for a year. Well, why do you ask? He's suspended.
I would love to know why.
Because the Celtics announced on last Thursday that he's been suspended for the entire season, 2022 to 2023, for violating team policies. The discipline comes on the heel, of a Wednesday report from The Athletic concerning the coach, saying that he had an alleged involvement in an improper consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff.
Get out of town.
So they said copy paste, you know,
literally. And like, that's the thing, too, is it's like, we are not new to this kind of stuff. We know about power dynamics in sex at this point. We know about consent. We know when someone cannot give consent. And yet these men are playing and giving statements, trying to be like, no, it was consensual. It was consensual. No, get out of town. Like, you cannot have a consensual relationship with someone you have so much power over.
Yes. And you're the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Like, this is not a try guy.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Please. So anyway, the team obviously is not going to name the employee who isn't a public figure. And here's where I feel like we're getting a little bit of they're saying it was consensual, but who's saying it was consensual, right? That's number one. Because according to TMZ, they're saying that this person received unwanted comments
from
the coach. And it also has opened itself up to a bunch of like speculation, which is horrible because a lot of like staffers now that are in the Celtics, are catching strays for no reason because they're like, maybe it's this person. Well, maybe it's this person. And TMZ, and this is very alleged because they have not released it, is saying that it was a staffer that maybe booked travel for Nia Long.
No.
Yeah. And people are so shady because, like I said, I think this is very unfounded. I just think this is shady because people even found a tweet from Nia Long complaining how she had to take a JetBlue like horrible flight and it was canceled because she couldn't go to see him and the Celtics play.
No.
Mess. Okay.
Absolutely horrible. No, I do not care for this. I do not like this.
Yep. And similar to the Try Guys, the Celtics said they were alerted to the potential situation over the summer and they hired an independent law firm and blah, blah, blah. But basically no one but him have been disciplined as it should. Like I said, if you want to mess up your family, right, like you can deal with the personal consequences, but professionally, there's a power dynamic, and that's on period. And we're not going to argue.
That's it.
Argue with the wall.
This is not a discussion. This is not an argument. This is a fact. And if you are not familiar with that already, then you need to very deeply be researching all of this. And maybe don't have sex with anyone until you get that full understanding of consent.
Exactly. Or you have to go to your HR immediately and maybe write it all out and then ask them once you disclose literally your relationship and then have stuff signed, who knows. But I can't, right? And you think it's over, but no, because a lot of people were coming to like his defense, and a person that I wanted to bring up was Matt Barnes. Okay. Because at first he's like criticizing. He's like, you know, it was cheating. Like he shouldn't lose his job over this was his understanding. Okay. Or was his like tweet.
Oh my God.
Video. Fine. Kirsten, I assume you don't know who Matt Barnes is, but maybe some of the listeners do, but I will explain it.
Please explain for me because you know I don't know these sports people.
Yes. So Matt Barnes. Okay. You're like, who the F is Matt Barnes? Why did Sasha bring this up?
Well, this must be relevant.
Is a man that drove almost 100 miles to see his ex because she was dating Derek Fisher. Not Derek Fisher. No, I always get them confused. Because he drove 100 miles to be his ex-wife's partner's ass because they were in a consensual relationship.
What?
Yes. Okay. That's who Matt Barnes is. Matt Barnes.
Okay, so Matt Barnes got cheated on.
No. That's why it's crazy. Oh. Yeah, it was Derek Fisher. I'm right.
Okay, wait. So I'm not understanding this at all. I'm sorry, Sasha. Please spell it out for me.
So Matt Barnes, right? Kooky man is my point, is coming to Ime's defense. And Matt Barnes, like I said, drove 95 miles. And he said to beat the shit out of him. Derek Fisher.
Okay, wait. So Matt Barnes' partner and Matt Barnes'
ex-partner. Yes, so Gloria, who was on Basketball Wives, actually. So we know her, too.
So his ex, Gloria, from Basketball Wives, then starts dating a new person.
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher.
Was then a coach for, who was he the coach? I think Lakers.
I like how you're asking as if I'm going to have an answer for you.
Anyway, the point is,
Then Matt Barnes drove 100 miles to beat up Derek Fisher when there was no infidelity. It was just that he and Gloria broke up.
Yes. And not only that.
These people need to find something else to do with the anger in their bodies. Yes.
Matt Barnes and Derek Fisher were even teammates on the Lakers for 2 seasons. Oh. So they know. Yes. So that's why I think he's like, is that why? We don't know. But anyway, the reason he's just trying to take revenge. Okay. He's like, and he just did a lot of horrible stuff when he drove. But the reason I'm saying that is because Matt Barnes, right? Who then rescinded his statement, Kirsten.
Okay.
And said, the situation is much worse. It's messy. Matt Barnes.
Oh, wait.
Man that drove 95 miles to beat somebody's ass said, after finding out the details, it is messy and it is 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And I am taking everything back.
And so, wait, I think I saw more about this a couple of days ago. Because
I'd retweeted.
I think that Ray Sani was getting into it with some sort of journalist that was like, I just wish none of this had ever come public because it's none of our business. And it's like, so you wish abuse didn't get exposed? So I am just now realizing that these two things are the same story. Oh, damn.
Yes. Yes, because basically Matt Barnes was saying, you know, that consensual relationships within NBA teams are not uncommon, terrible decision. But the fact that Matt Barnes, who drove 95 miles to beat somebody's ass, is saying that the situation is messy and 100 times uglier than what we thought.
That's absolutely wild.
You see,
I'm not well.
You feel me?
I'm not well. Like, should I be getting into sports?
That's what I'm saying. They're crazy. Like, what the hell are y'all doing, bro?
I think it's like these athletes just like get hit in the head a lot.
They're basketball players.
Well, I mean, like it's not as bad as like football, but I'm sure that they're like getting hit at times while they train as they're younger.
They're getting beat by Matt Barnes is what they're getting
he
beat.
He will drive 100 miles to give you CTE.
Like, I want to, like, what? Imagine known mess saying it's messier than I thought and I'm taking my statement back.
Yeah, that's a lot. And because that, too, is like, that's not what the lawyer tells you to say. The lawyer will be like, I take back my statement. I don't know all of the details. I shouldn't be commenting. To be like, it is messier than we thought is like, oh, damn, it is messy, messy.
And that's all I have to say about that. And Nia Long, you know, put out like a statement saying like she, you know, thank you for all like respect my privacy, whatever. So she's getting a lot of support from everyone, as she should. Yeah. But I just these men out here are
These men just continue to make mistakes, and it is it's too much.
Yeah. So that was my power. Oh my abuse relationships.
And we'll do just a little bit more because I do have some updates on Adam Levine from last week that I want to share. So last week when we talked about Adam Levine, we recorded on Monday. So over the course of Tuesday, Wednesday, everything, more information was coming out, and then our podcast dropped on Wednesday. So we were missing some info. So when we recorded last week, me and Tori, Adam Levine had not released any statement on anything. Like, so it was just, we were only relying on what Sumner had to say, but we didn't know what he said. His statement in the end was like, I never cheated on my wife, but I did get inappropriate in my messages. So I'm going to take some time, basically, was his statement. So like, sir, stop it. We know you're lying. Also, a lot more like women came forward, like basically saying that they had had DMs with Adam Levine, and so many of Adam Levine's sexts came out, and they were mortifying.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I may need to see the booty. Fuck. Like, he's so 14.
Gross.
Like, are you 14?
He's literally so disgusting.
The funniest Adam Levine meme I saw this week was when someone was like, someone just told me Adam Levine looks like a Trader Joe's bag and I can't unsee it.
Why do they do that? Don't insult Trader Joe's bag like that.
Yeah. And then also Fluently Forward and Beyond the Blinds both came out with podcasts this week talking about all the blind items about Adam Levine allegedly being a cheater for years and years and years. So take that with a grain of salt, but you can go listen to those if you want like the full tea. And then today, September 27th, 2022, Maroon 5 now is going to have a residency in Vegas. I think again, I think they had one before and it's just coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think it is just a little sus that this is getting announced on the heels of a tragedy. I am sensing some PR things going 100%. On. Yeah, my PR senses are tingling because no one was talking about Adam Levine. And then there was the Us Weekly layout of his relationship with Beyonce. And so I'm assuming it was supposed to be, we talk about their relationship and then this gets announced. But Sumner was like, I've had enough.
Oh my God. I just can't with all of them.
It's so bad. Did you have any takes on like the original DMs or anything
since why? You were here last week? My biggest question is, you're famous. So why do you think you're not gonna get outed? You know, the narcissism, like the delusions of grandeur that you believe that you're living in such a la la land curated for you that you are not going to get caught. Wake up, my guy.
Well, and that's the thing, too. He's so famous. He could literally just say, I want to name my child Sumner. And then that is all that it had to be. And then, like, he literally asked, so we know that that's what she wanted.
I don't know.
Messy.
And he's so gross. To cheat on your pregnant wife, I feel like it's one of the worst things you can do.
It definitely makes it even worse than just cheating, for sure.
Exactly.
And, well, I mean, in my opinion, I'm sure maybe some people have a different take on that, but I think we are aligned on that one. And that's all I have to say about Adam Levine anymore. I think we should maybe do a couple of quick bites.
Yes, let's do it.
Yes. So I forgot to talk about this last week. My bee, Trisha Paytas had her baby and named her baby Malibu Barbie. If you don't know who Trisha Paytas is, listen, we don't have time for that today. I'm sure that she will have another like
Scandal
come out, and at that time, Mess Magnets will do a full breakdown onto who Trisha Paytas is, because it's a lot. We'll have to do a whole special episode.
She's too much, about y'all. It's too much. Don't look her up. But we said that last time. Just don't.
Yeah,
it's not worth your
time.
She's
a problem. But yeah, she named her child Malibu Barbie. So
God,
that's her full name.
I hate celebrities that name their kids psychotic things.
Do you
understand this person has to go out in the world and be like, hi, my name is Malibu?
I actually don't hate Malibu, like, on its own. Like, if she just named her child Malibu, I would be like, okay, it's a little weird. It's not the best name in the world. But, like, I can live with it. I could see why someone would maybe go for it. People like using city names for names, whatever. But to make it specifically Malibu Barbie, no. Jail. 1,000 years in the dungeon.
And what is the reason? You already live in LA. You know what I mean? Like, we get it. You live in LA.
She's like, this is my child. And by the time she is 7, she will have extreme body dysmorphia.
Here's the thing, right? And I've been seeing a lot of these TikToks too, of people being like, here are the names I wanted to name my child, but my partner said no. And it's like the most horrible, evil, like, bullying names. Okay. And literally, I say this as a former reform bully. Stop doing this.
Well, and that's the thing. I think if you're having a child and you're naming that child, you have to consider all of the things that your child could be called because of the name, right?
My parents did.
Listen, nobody knew that Curse the Worst was going to be in Recess when I was born, let me tell you, you know? So you just got to be careful. I do think, and I think this is Tori's take from Ready to be Petty. She's like, listen, if my name is Malibu Barbie, I am the bully. Like, don't worry. No one will be bullying her. She will be bullying. But you also shouldn't be aspiring for that.
Absolutely not. The thing is, your children are not your, like, personal playthings that you get to just, you know, completely, you're already going to mess them up enough.
Yeah, they didn't ask to be born. So.
Yeah, and like, you're already doing this. Non-consensual, again. Mm-hmm. The, you know, the OG non-consensual relationship. And and on top of that, you're doing this. You know, stop it. Okay, and my parents are, let me drag, because my parents wanted to name me Elmira. Because their names are Elijah and Shamira.
Sasha, my name was almost Rodina.
No.
Here's the only reason why my name was not Rodina. So I had an aunt whose first name was technically Rodina, which I did not learn until years later because she went by her middle name her whole life. Duh. Because she hated her name so much. She hated it. And my mom said, I want to name my daughter Rodina after you. And she looked at my mom in the face and she said, if you name your child Rodina, I will never speak to you again.
Thank
and that is
God.
The only reason I don't have that name. So
thank you, Aunt Rodina.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my parents finally came to their senses, because in India, you don't have to put it on the birth certificate right away. You have a few months until, and in Judaism also, you have to have a naming ceremony for your daughters. So thankfully, in that time, my mom was like, well, I don't want an Indian name and I don't want a Jewish name. So what do I do then? And I was like, y'all stop the madness. So thankfully, we her best friend.
I like how you're like,
Sasha.
I was like, stop the madness. You were an infant. You did not have
thoughts yet. Someone needed to bully my parents. And thankfully, my mom's best friend was like, absolutely not. And found the name Sasha.
Thank
so,
God for that.
It just stop doing that to your kids, you weirdos. Stop it.
Yeah, stop with the weirdo energy.
And I say that with like, if I were to have kids, it's going to be bad. Because my husband's last name is so damn long.
It's going to be fine. And if and when you take that step, you have a lot of people behind you
that
are recovered bullies that will be able to point out any issues.
Me AF. Exactly. Okay. Because I was like, the name is going to be Hebrew, but it needs to sound close to Indian. So it's not so hot mess. So naming your kids a lot, and stop naming them Aurora and Tiana. No, maybe Tiana is like normal till Disney ruined it. So stop naming them Aurora and like Rapunzel. What is wrong with y'all?
Wait, are people actually naming their kid Rapunzel?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
There's this lady on TikTok that whose kids are named like Aurora. I'm in like this group, this Disney shaming group. So
absolutely not.
Yeah. So it's like Aurora and then two other like Disney names for the boys too. So it's embarrassing. It's my point. Like I hate it, and I'll like do the and I'll let y'all know what the other kids' names are. But it's just I don't want to dox these kids because it's embarrassing.
Sometimes you gotta dox them.
Yeah, it's just it's so sad that this like stop doing this to your kids. You know what I mean?
That's people all. And
I don't
also,
know how
like,
we ended up here.
Don't name your kids after Disney.
No, like it's still like a company, you feel me? And like we don't ever simp for
only the mess magnets do we simp for.
Yeah, we don't simp for corporations, and we are not a corporation.
Maybe one day.
You're right. Maybe one day.
Okay, and should we talk about our next little quick bite?
Yeah. So I just found this and I wanted to add Megan Thee Stallion has launched a new website and a mental health database, basically. Yes. And it's called Bad Bitches Have Bad Days Too.
Love it.
And it's a mental health resource.
It's amazing. I'm scrolling through right now and it's just like beautiful. Everything is seamless. It has therapy platforms, crisis text lines, suicide lines, more therapy resources, some links to collectives and different projects specifically for the Black community, the LGBTQ2+ community.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I just feel like we need to highlight that. It's just so cool.
Listen, famous people do good things too.
Listen, she's amazing. And apparently there's a show for Taraji P. Henson on Facebook Watch. And I guess that's where she launched it. But I appreciate it. I think she's doing a lot of amazing work and specifically geared towards Black people, which is amazing. And I just feel like she deserves so much kudos. So,
yes,
I leave you with something good.
I like that we get to leave with some positivity.
Exactly.
But Sasha, should we do an anonymous?
Yeah. Let's do
it. So the anonymous I've pulled, this messenger is so organized. They gave us a character list. And I think these are fake names. If these are not fake names, like, that's on you, messenger.
Yeah. Please let it be.
Please let it be. So there's someone named Shannon. Their husband is Kyle. Shannon's best friend is Tia. Tia's husband is Larry. And then Kyle's cousin, best friend named Adrian. These had better be fake names. Like,
please.
If they're not fake names, that's so bad. I have to believe.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the background info. Shannon and Kyle have been married since 2012. And that's when all of this starts.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the people that we listed in the character list were at the wedding, except for Larry, because Tia and Larry were off and on at the time.
Okay.
In 2012, Adrian, who is Kyle's cousin, was hitting on all of the bridesmaids that he wasn't related to.
Oh, Lord.
He actually sent Tia a dick pic around this time.
No.
But by the time the wedding actually happened, Adrian had a girlfriend and Tia and Larry were back together. So like nothing really came of it.
Okay.
So then it fast forwards to 2022. So 10 years later.
Yeah.
So Tia and Larry were off and on until they eventually got married in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout these 10 years, Adrian has had a few girlfriends, but now has one that he's on and off with. Technically now he's single again. And he has resumed on hitting on all of Shannon's friends and family, including our messenger. So this is like he is hitting on his cousin's wife's like friends and family.
Oh, my God.
So it says they had an anniversary party cookout, and I assume that means Shannon and Kyle had an anniversary because like 10 years makes sense that it would be a 10-year anniversary thing.
God.
And so during this party, any girl that Adrian was seemingly interested in, yeah, Tia was showing this dick pic to, because she still has it.
Oh, that's bad. No, we don't do that.
That's not good.
We don't. That's you're. What is that called? Revenge porn.
It is. Yeah, it's weird. So she spent the whole night showing it to like women at the party. And what our messenger saying is like, we were all like, that is very weird. Why do you have a picture from 10 years ago? And why are you showing it to people while the man is in this yard with us?
Right.
So don't worry, it gets worse.
Aww.
So this woman has a secret folder in her phone of every dick pic she's ever received, even though she's been married since 2018.
I mean, why?
Why do you want, like, I will never understand wanting a dick pic, let alone keeping it.
Thank you. We already know. Okay, I'm very against them.
Yes.
Don't send me nothing.
She's saying that because she has this folder of all of these additional dicks, she can justify still having Adrian's. And so now a number of people at the party, including Shannon and Kyle, who are related to him, have seen his dick. Everybody knows about this except Adrian and Larry. So it's very awkward because they all hang out, but our messenger, Shannon and Kyle, none of them know what to do with the info. Because it's not fair to Adrian, who has a picture that was willingly received 10 years ago being shown to potential partners. And it's not fair to Larry, because why does your wife have this? And why is she interfering in this man getting with someone new?
Right.
And then the kicker is, Tia and Adrian never even hooked up. They just like sexted each other and then got back with their partners that they were with. So it's like extra weird.
Oh, hell to the no.
Like,
this is so effed up. Like, are people okay?
No, they're not okay.
Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I know all six, not all six. Six planets are in retrograde. I understand that the things are just kooky currently in the world. But absolutely not.
It's not okay. You got to talk to your friend who has the dick pic and be like, ma'am, you have to delete.
Yeah, Shannon, like, this is really bad.
Yeah, like, I think that's what you have to. You
or
have to
Tia,
be like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tia's really bad. I feel like you have to talk to Tia and be like, you have to delete all this whole folder because why do you need all these dicks?
Revenge porn. We don't.
I'm pretty sure this is illegal, right?
I mean, imagine if it was switched. We'd be so angry at a man doing this.
Like, this has to be illegal.
Tia, don't do this.
Tia needs
delete
to stop.
This right now. Mm-hmm. Wow. And why does Larry know?
Larry does not know.
I didn't understand. Larry doesn't know, right?
Larry and Adrian are the only two that don't know. So, like, how would you feel if you found out your partner has a secret folder of all the nudes they got before you were married?
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. I think my husband would be like, you're done with your phone. Like,
I'd be I would drive 100 miles to deal with that situation.
That part. Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. No.
Tia, why are you in some mess like this, Tia? Don't do
this. Well, and that's the last line of this is Tia is always in some mess. I could probably send 10 of these on her alone. And I'm saying, please do. Please continue to send us more mess because we love the mess. Thank you for sharing the mess.
And I'm glad you're not in it. You know what I technically,
yes.
Like, as in like
you're an innocent bystander.
I'm glad we can just like kiki about it.
Yes.
That's what I appreciate.
That's the best part.
Because what the hell, people? I can't breathe. Yeah. I just can't. God.
Wild. But yeah, oof. That is it.
Wow.
That is the message.
Look at us.
We did it. Look at us. We kept it tight under an hour to get through all the mess.
It's good. Listen, we didn't do a lot of dilly-dallying because I needed to yell about these men too much, okay?
Yeah, you missed last week, so you needed to get right into the mess. And
exactly.
That's okay. That's okay.
Ugh. But yes, with that, Kirsten, if people didn't already know, what are you up to? Where can people follow you?
Yes. So you can catch me and Lindsay Wilson recapping Tuca and Birdie over on BoJack Horse Pod. Shout out Alana, who found BoJack Horse Pod through Mess Magnets and sent us an email.
Yay!
So cute. And also, I guested over on the 90 Day Fiancé wrap up this week with Puya, which was super fun. Obviously, you and I were both on the RHAP BMB. If people watch Survivor, they can go over to the Daddy Network to listen to that. And I am also going to be the substitute Haley for the Bachelor in Paradise premiere podcast this week over on the Bachelor wrap up. And if you can't keep track of all that, that's okay. I will post everything I'm doing on Twitter at Kirsten Said What. It's all there.
Love it. Also, for me, you can find me weekly over on the She-Hulk podcast.
Yes,
with Jason Reed on Everything is Super. That's the feed name. We're just, you know, in awe of such a fun show. We love strong women. So it's been an absolute joy to talk about all of that. I also cover Never Have I Ever with Chappelle, and we're back. We're officially back. We posted a new episode today. So we're wrapping up season 3 together over on Never Have I Ever by Silent Podcast feed. Go check that out as well. And I will be covering The Amazing Race on Silent Podcast as well. So I was just out. Obviously, y'all knew that. So things are a little delayed for me. And I guested on Crime Scene last week where we talked Indian Predator, the Butcher of Delhi. I always I feel like episode 3 was the most fun. It's a 3 episode mini series, pretty gory, but I feel like it was a lot of fun if you're into that kind of stuff. So go check that out. And we were on the B&B as well.
Yes.
So if you're into Survivor, obviously go check all of that out.
We played Scattergories. It was great.
It was so much fun. And if you can't keep track of any of what I just said, follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know more.
Yay!
Thank you, everyone. Make sure you get us those 2 reviews.
Come on. Please.
Bye.